Tavas, T-A-V-A-S, woodland. Your Dobrin lexicon has Tavor, T-A-V-O-R, or wood fae, Taur, T-A-U-R, Tavros, T-A-V-R-O-S, forest. Tavros, capital T-A-V-R-O-S, also a proper name, chief wood fae, the blue spirit of the woods. Later, Tavros became a name of Orome, leading through Tauros, capital T-A-U-R-O-S, to the form Tauron, capital T-A-U-R-O-N, in the Silmarillion. Tavrobel, capital T-A-V-R-O-B-E-L. This is given in Goldogrin lexicon with the translation wood home, see Tavari. The element Pel, P-E-L, is said to be usual only in such place names as Tavrobel and means village, hamlet, ham. In a separate note elsewhere, an additional gnomish name, Tavrost, capital T-A-V-R-O-S-T, is given, and Kenya names, Tavaros, capital T-A-V-A-R-O-S, Tavarosse, capital T-A-V-A-R-O-S-S-E, diaresis, Taurosse, capital T-A-U-R-O-S-S-E, diaresis. Tavrost evidently contains rost, R-O-S-T, slope, hillside, ascent, with associated words rosta, R-O-S-T-A, ascent. Rostaura, capital R-O-S-T, apostrophe, A-U-R-A, sunrise. Ront, R-O-N-T, high, steep, ascribed to a stem ro, R-O, macron, hyphen, oro, O-R-O, hyphen. These are etymological variants of words given under calorme. Telelli, capital T-E-L-E-L-L-I, this term, which occurs once only in the tales, The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4, is obscure. In Kenya lexicon, in early entries, a complex of words is given, all of which mean little elf. These include teller, capital T-E-L-E-R, and telele, capital T-E-L-E-L-L-E, diaresis, and the adjectives telerea, T-E-L-E-R-E, diaresis, A, and telella, T-E-L-E-L-L-A. There is no suggestion of any distinction between them. An isolated note states that young elves of all clans who dwelt in Kor to perfect their arts of singing and poetry were called telelli. But in another place, telellin, capital T-E-L-E-L-L-I-N, a dialect, appears to be used instead of telerin, capital T-E-L-E-R-I-N, see teleri. Teleri, capital T-E-L-E-R-I, see telelli. In Goldogrin lexicon appears Tilith, capital T-I-L-I-T-H, an elf, a member of the first of the three tribes of the fairies or Eldar, plural Tilthin, capital T-I-L-T-H-I-N. The later meaning of Teleri, when it became the name of the third tribe, was already potentially present. Kenya lexicon gives a root Tel plus U, capital T-E-L, with derivatives Telu, T-E-L-U hyphen, to finish, end, Telu, T-E-L-U, noun, Telwa, T-E-L-W-A, last, late, with the suggestion that this was, perhaps, an extension of root tele, T-E-L-E, kavarin, see telemektar. In Goldogrin lexicon, these meanings, kavarin, close, finish, are expressly assigned to the root tel, T-E-L, hyphen. Telm, T-E-L-M, roof, sky. Teloth, T-E-L-O-T-H, roofing, canopy, shelter. Telu, T-E-L-U, hyphen, to close, end, finish. Telu, T-E-L-U, end. Telemektar, capital T-E-L-I-M-E-K-T-A-R. In Kenya lexicon, telemektar, telimbektar, capital T-E-L-I-M-B-E-K-T-A-R, is glossed Orion, literally swordsman of heaven, and is given under the root tele, T-E-L-E, cover in, together with tel, T-E-L, roof, telda, T-E-L-D-A, having a roof, telimbo, T-E-L-I-M-B-O, canopy, sky, etc. The suffix mektar probably derives from the root Maka, M-A-K-A, si Makar. The Gnomish form is Telumaitar, capital T-E-L-U-M-A-I-T-H-A-R. In the Valar name list, he is called also Taimondo, capital T-A-I-M-O-N-D-O. There are substantial notes on this name in both dictionaries, which appear to have been entered at the same time. In Kenya lexicon, Taimondo and Taimordo, capital T-A-I-M-O-R-D-O, names of Telemektar, together with Taime, capital T-A-I-M-E diaresis, Taimie, capital T-A-I-M-I-E diaresis, the sky, were entered under the root Taha, T-A-H-A, si Karmetari. The Gnomish equivalent is Daimord, capital D-A-I-M-O-R-D, Dai, D-A-I, Daimoth, D-A-I-M-O-T-H, sky, heaven, who appears also in the Goldogren lexicon entry concerning Ingwe's son, Ingil, Gil, Sirius. He rose into the heavens in the likeness of a great bee and followed Daimord, see Ingil. But the word Mordo, M-O-R-D-O, warrior, hero in Kenya, was actually a borrowing from Gnomish Mord, M-O-R-D, and the true Quenya equivalent of Mord was Mavar, M-A-V-A-R, shepherd, this being the original meaning of the Gnomish word also, which developed that of man, warrior, through its use in poetry after it had become obsolete in prose and speech. Thus, Daimord originally meant shepherd of the sky, as did the original Kenya name Taimabar, capital T-A-I-M-A-V-A-R, altered under the influence of the Gnomish name to Taimondo, Taimordo. Telimpe, capital T-E-L-I-M-P-E diaresis, not in Kenya lexicon under root Telpe, T-E-L-P-E, which has, however, Telempe, T-E-L-E-M-P-E diaresis equals Telpe, T-E-L-P-E diaresis, silver. Gnomish words are Keleb, C-E-L-E-B, silver, Kelebrin, C-E-L-E-B-R-I-N, of silver, Kelebron, capital C-E-L-E-B-R-O-N, Kelioth, capital C-E-L-I-O-T-H, names of the moon, see Il Salunte. Tevildo, capital T-E-V-I-L-D-O, given in Kenya lexicon under root Tefe, T-E-F-E, with derivatives Teve, T-E-V-E, hyphen, to hate, Tevin, T-E-V-I-N, Tevye, T-E-V-I-E, diaresis, hatred, and explained as the Lord of Cats, the music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 2. The Gnomish form is Tifil, capital T-I-F-I-L, Prince of Cats. Tilkal, capital T-I-L-K-A-L. A name made up of the initial sounds of six names of metals, see the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2, and footnote. For Tambe, T-A-M-B-E, diaresis, copper, see Aule, and for Ilsa, I-L-S-A, silver, see Ilsalunte. Latuken, capital L-A-T-U, acute, K-E-N, tin, is given as a separate entry in Kenya lexicon with Latukenda, L-A-T-U-K-E-N-D-A, of tin. The Gnomish form is Ladog, L-A-D-O-G. Kanu, K-A-N-U, lead. Kanuva, K-A-N-U-V-A, leaden, are placed under a root Kana, K-A-N-A, in Kenya lexicon. For Anga, A-N-G-A, iron, see Angamandi, and for Laure, L-A-U-R-E, diaresis, gold, see Laurelin. Timpinen, capital T-I-M-P-I-N-E-N. The name stands in Kenya lexicon as the only derivative of a root Tifi, T-I-F-I, but under root Tipi, T-I-P-I, are given Timpe, T-I-M-P-E, diaresis, fine rain, Timpine, T-I-M-P-I-N-E, diaresis, spray, etc., see Tinfang. Tinfang, capital T-I-N-F-A-N-G. The entry in Goldogren lexicon is Tinfing, capital T-I-N-F-I-N-G, or Tinfang, the fluter, surnamed Gwarbilin, capital G-W-A-R-B-I-L-I-N, or Bird Ward, a fay. Compare Kenya, Timpinen, T-I-M-P-I-N-E-N, a fluter. Timpando, capital T-I-M-P-A-N-D-O, Varavilindo, capital V-A-R-A-V-I-L-I-N-D-O. Other gnomish words are tif, T-I-F, hyphen, whistle, timpa, T-I-M-P-A, hyphen, ring, jingle, timpi, T-I-M-P-I, little bell, timp, T-I-M-P, hoot, note of a flute, tiffin, T-I-F-I-N, small flute. The first element in Guarbilin is seen also in Amon Guareth, capital A-M-O-N, capital G-W-A-R-E-T-H, Hill of Watch, which occurs in the tale of the fall of Gondolin. The second is Bilin, B-I-L-I-N, Bilink, B-I-L-I-N-C, sparrow, small bird. Tinwelinto, capital T-I-N-W-E diaresis, capital L-I-N-T-O, Tinwelint, capital T-I-N-W-E-L-I-N-T. Goldogren lexicon has Tinweg, capital T-I-N-W-E-G, also Lintinweg, capital L-I-N-T-I-N-W-E-G, and more usually, Tinwelint equals Kenya Tinwelinto, originally leader of the Solo Simpi, after led by Ellu, but became king of the Lost Elves of Artanor. The first element of the name is derived from root tin, T-I-N hyphen, with such derivatives as tim, T-I-M, spark, gleam, star, tintilta, T-I-N-T-I-L-T-H-A hyphen, twinkle, tinwithli, T-I-N-W-I-T-H-L-I, star cluster, constellation. The second element is possibly gnomish lint, L-I-N-T, quick, nimble, light, which my father referred to in his essay, A Secret Vice, The Monsters and the Critics and Other Essays, 1983, page 205, as a word he remembered from a very early stage of his linguistic construction. The name is not in Kenya lexicon, either in the earlier form, Linwe Tinto, capital L-I-N-W-E diaresis, capital T-I-N-T-O, the coming of the elves, side 5, tone 1, or the later, but under root tini, T-I-N-I, are tinwe, T-I-N-W-E, diaresis, star, tint, T-I-N-T, silver, spark, etc., and also lintitinwe, L-I-N-T-I-T-I-N-W-E, diaresis, having many stars, the first element of this being a multiplicative prefix, li, L-I hyphen, lin, L-I-N hyphen. Compare Tinwetari. Tinwetari, capital T-I-N-W-E-T-A-acute-R-I, queen of stars. For the elements of this name, see Tinwelinto, Kalmetari. The corresponding gnomish name is Tinturwin, capital T-I-N-T-U-R-W-I-N, with a different second element, see Merili Turinki. Varda is also called Timbrivil, capital T-I-M-B-R-I-D-H-I-L, Timfiril, capital T-I-M-F-I-R-I-L, with the same first element, Brivil, capital B-R-I-D-H-I-L, being the gnomish name of Varda, and Gail Brithir, capital G-A-I-L-B-R-I-D-H-I-R, Gail Brithnir, capital G-A-I-L-B-R-I-D-H-N-I-R, which contains Gail, G-A-I-L, star, corresponding to Kenya, Ille, I acute L-E diaresis, in Illivarda. Capital I acute L-I-V-A-R-D-A, not found in Kenya lexicon. Toleresia, capital T-O-L, capital E-R-E-S-S-E diaresis A, under root tolo, T-O-L-O, Kenya lexicon has derivatives tol, T-O-L, island, any rise standing alone in water, plain of green, etc. Tolmen, T-O-L-M-E-N, boss of shield, isolated round hill, etc. Tolos, T-O-L-O-S, knob, lump. Tole, T-O acute, L-E diaresis, center, and other words. Goldogren lexicon gives tol, T-O-L, an isle with high steep coasts. Eresia is given in Kenya lexicon under root ere, E-R-E, distinct from that seen in Eruman, remain alone, er, E-R, only, but, still, erese, E-R-E-S-S-E, diaresis, singly, only, alone, eresea, E-R-E-S-S-E, diaresis, A, lonely, erda, E-R-D-A, solitary, deserted, erin, E-R-I-N, remains. In Gnomish, the lonely isle is Tol Erethrin, capital E-R-E-T-H-R-I-N, R, E-R, 1, Ereth, E-R-E-T-H, solitude, Erethrin, solitary, lonely, etc. Tolikuruva, capital T-O-L-L-I, capital K-U-R-U-V-A-R, on the world ship drawing the Magic Isles, the coming of the Valar, side 3, turn 6. For Toli, see Tol Eresia. Kenya lexicon has a group Kuru, K-U-R-U, magic, wizardry, Kuruvar, K-U-R-U-V-A-R, wizard, Kuruni, K-U-R-U-N-I, witch, with a note of the good magic. Goldogren lexicon has Kuru, C-U-R-U, magic, Kurug, C-U-R-U-G, wizard, Kurus, C-U-R-U-S, witch. Tombo, capital T-O-M-B-O. Tombo gong is derived in Kenya lexicon from a root tumu, T-U-M-U, swell, with idea of hollowness, together with tumbe, T-U-M-B-E, diaresis, trumpet, tumbo, T-U-M-B-O, dark veil, tumna, T-U-M-N-A, deep, profound, dark, or hidden, see utumna. Words in Gnomish are tum, T-U, circumflex, M, valley, tum, T-U-M, hollow, tumli, T-U-M-L-I, dale, tumbol, T-U-M-B-O-L, valley-like, hollow, tumla, T-U-M-L-A, hyphen, hollow out. Twilere, capital T-U-I-L-E, acute, R-E, diaresis. Kenya lexicon, root tuyu, T-U-Y-U. Twile, T-U-I-L-E, diaresis, spring, literally a budding, also collectively, buds, new shoots, fresh green. Twilere, spring, and several other words, as Twilindo, T-U-I-L-I-N-D-O, spring singer, swallow. Gnomish forms are Twil, T-U-I-L, Twilir, T-U-I-L-I-R, spring, with the note that Twilir equals Vana. But Vana is also called Hairen, capital H-A-I-R-E-N. Spring, presumably connected with Hair, H-A-I-R, punctual, timely, Hai, H-A-I, punctually. Haidri, H-A-I-D-R-I, forenoon. Twivana, capital T-U-I-V-A, acute N-A. See Twilere, Vana. Tulielto, etc. T-U-L-I-E-L-T-O. Tulielto is translated, they have come, the coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 4, turn 6, and I Eldar Tulier, the Eldar have come, in the same place. I Kalan Tulien is translated, light hath returned, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Kenya lexicon under root Tulu, T-U-L-U, fetch, bring, bear, move, come, has the verb Tulu, T-U-L-U hyphen, of the same meaning, also Tulwe, T-U-L-W-E diaresis, pillar, standard, pole, tulma, T-U-L-M-A, beer, B-I-E-R. Goldogren lexicon has tul, T-U-L hyphen, bring, come, tultha, T-U-L-T-H-A hyphen, lift, carry. Tulkas, capital T-U-L-K-A-S. Kenya lexicon gives the name under root tuluk, T-U-L-U-K, with tulunka, T-U-L-U-N-K-A, steady, firm, tulka, T-U-L-K-A hyphen, fix, set up, establish. The Gnomish form is tulkus, capital T-U-L-C-U-S, or capital T-U-L-C-O-S, with related words tulug, T-U-L-U-G, steady, firm, tulga, T-U-L-G-A hyphen, make firm, settle, steady, comfort. Tulkastor, capital T-U-L-K-A-S-T-O-R. The name does not appear in the dictionaries, nor the precedent forms Tulkase Turenbor. The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, turn 5. See Tulkas Meril Iturinki. Tuor, capital T-U-O-R. Tuor is not given in the dictionaries, but it is probably derived, since the name is also written Tur, T-U circumflex R, from the root Turu, T-U-R-U, be strong. See Meril Iturinki. Turgon, capital T-U-R-G-O-N. Neither Turondo nor Gnomish Turgon are given in the dictionaries, and beyond the likelihood that the first element is from the root Turu, T-U-R-U, see Meril Iturinki, these names cannot be explained. Turuhalme, capital T-U-R-U-H-A-L-M-E diaresis, the log drawing, Gilfanan's Tale, The Travail of the Noldali, side 8, turn 5. A second root, Turu, T-U-R-U, Tuso, T-U-S-O, Kindle in Kenya lexicon, differing in the medial consonant from Turu, T-U-R-U, be strong, has many derivatives. Turu, T-U-R-U hyphen, Tunda, T-U-N-D-A hyphen, Kindle. Turu, T-U-R-U, properly, equals firewood, but used of wood in general. Turuva, T-U-R-U acute V-A, wooden. Tusture, T-U-S-T-U-R-E diaresis, tinder, etc. In Goldogrin lexicon are duru, D-U-R-U, wood, pole, beam, or log, durog, D-U-R-O-G, wooden. The second element is in Gnomish halm, H-A-L-M, drawing, draft of fishes, etc. The name of the festival is Duruhalmo, capital D-U-R-U-C-H-A-L-M-O, or Duruhalmos, capital D-U-R-U-C-H-A-L-M-O-S, equals Halm Naduruthon, capital H-A-L-M, N-A-D-H-U-R-U-T-H-O-N. Duruhalm was written in the text and struck out Gilfanan's Tale, The Travail of the Noldali, side 9, turn 1, translated Yule. This was changed later to Duruhui, capital D-U-R-U-F-U-I, Yule, night, that is, log night, see Fui. Win, capital U-I-N, see Onen. In Goldogrin lexicon, Win is a common noun, whale, named after Win, Gulma's great whale. Gulma equals Ulmo. But apparently, though this entry is rather obscure, the original meaning of win, preserved in poetry, was wave. Another gnomish word for whale is wimoth, U-I-M-O-T-H, sheep of the waves. Moth, M-O-T-H, sheep, also 1,000, probably originally flock. Mothweg, M-O-T-H-W-E-G, shepherd. Winen, capital U-I-N-E-N-C-O-N-E-N. Ulmo, capital U-L-M-O. Ulmo is given in Kenya lexicon under the root ulu, U-L-U, for, flow, fast. Together with ulu, U-L-U hyphen, and ulto, U-L-T-O hyphen, for, in transitive and intransitive senses. His name in Gnomish is Gulma, capital G-U-L-M-A, with corresponding verbs gul, G-U-L hyphen, and gulta, G-U-L-T-A hyphen. In the draft text of the Music of the Ainur, he is also called Linkil, see Nyeliqui. For other names, see Vailimo. Ulmonan, capital U-L-M-O-N-A-N, see Ulmo, the second element of this name is not explained. Ungoliant, capital U-N-G-O-L-I-O-N-T, see Ungwelianti. Ungwelianti, capital U-N-G-W-E diaresis, capital L-I-A-N-T-I. Ungweliant, capital U-N-G-W-E-L-I-A-N-T. Unguelliante. Capital U-N-G-W-E-L-I-A-N-T-E, diaresis. Under a queried root, gungu, G-U-N-G-U, Kenya lexicon gives ungwe, U-N-G-W-E, diaresis, spider, especially ungwe the gloom weaver, usually unguelliante. The second element is from root li plus ya, L-I plus Y-A, entwine, with derivatives lia, L-I-A, twine, liante, L-I-A-N-T-E, diaresis, tendril, liantase, L-I-A-N-T-A-S-S-E, diaresis, vine. In Goldogrin lexicon, the name as originally entered was Gungliant, capital G-U-N-G-L-I-O-N-T, as also first written in the text, The Theft of Melkor and the Darkening of Valinor, side 6, tone 1. Later, this was changed to Unguelliant, capital U-N-G-W-E-L-I-O-N-T, or Ungoliant, capital U-N-G-O-L-I-O-N-T. The second element is assigned to root li, L-I macron, hyphen, lind, L-I-N-D, twine. Uolecuvion, capital U-O-L-E diaresis, capital K-U acute, V-I-O-N. Cuvion was changed from Mikumi, capital M-I-K-U acute, M-I, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, tone 1. The name is not in Kenya lexicon under the root kuvu, K-U-V-U, bend, bow, which has derivatives ku, K-U circumflex, crescent moon, kune, K-U acute, N-E diaresis, crescent, bow. Goldogrin lexicon gives ku, C-U circumflex, bow, crescent, the waxing or waning moon, and also kuvonweg, capital C-U-V-O-N-W-E-G. Ul, kuvonweg, capital U circumflex L, equals Kenya ole kumion, capital O acute L-E diaresis, capital K-U acute M-I-O-N, the moon king. Under Ul, the Kenya equivalent is, however, Uole, capital U-O-L-E diaresis, and here it is said that the name Ul is usually in the phrase Ulla Rintilios, while Rintilios is glossed the orbed moon, name of the moon elf. Rink, R-I-N-C, circular, noun, disc, rin, R-I-N hyphen, revolve, return. Ur, capital U circumflex R. The root Uru, U-R-U, Usu, U-S-U, in Kenya lexicon has derivatives Uru, U-R-U, fire, Urin, U-acute, R-I-N, blazing hot, Uruvoite, U-R-U-V-O-I-T-E, diaresis, fiery, Uruva, U-R-U-acute, V-A, like fire, Urwa, U-R-W-A, on fire, Ur, the sun, with other forms Uri, capital U acute R I, Urinki, capital U acute R I N K I, Urwen, capital U R W E N, Urion, capital U acute R I O N, a name of Fionwe, Urna, U R N A, oven, Usta, U S T A hyphen, Uria, U R Y A hyphen, burn, transitive and intransitive. The gnomish form is Aur, capital A-U-R, Aurost, A-U-R-O-S-T, dawn, and also a poetic word, Uril, capital U-R-I-L, see Fionwe Urion, Urwen. Urwen, capital U-R-W-E-N, Urwendi, capital U-R-W-E-N-D-I. In the earlier tales in this book, the form is Urwen, becoming Urwendi in the tale of the sun and moon. The original entry in Goldogrin lexicon was Urwendi and Urwin, capital U-R-W-I-N, Kenya Urwen, the maiden of the sunship, but this was later changed to read Urwedin, capital U-R-W-E-D-H-I-N, and Urwin, Kenya Urwendi. In Kenya lexicon, see Ur, Urwen appears as a name of the sun. In the Valar name list, the sun maiden is also called Urinki, capital U acute R-I-N-K-I, and this also appears in Kenya lexicon as a name of the sun. The element wen, hyphen W-E-N, is given in Kenya lexicon under root gwene, G-W-E-N-E. Wen, W-E-N, and Wendy, W-E-N-D-I, maid, girl. Suffix wen, W-E-N, feminine patronymic, like masculine suffix eon. Wendele, W-E-N-D-E-L-E diaresis, maidenhood, see Wendelin. In Goldogrin lexicon, the forms were much changed and confused. The words given have stems in gwin, G-W-I-N hyphen, gwen, G-W-E-N hyphen, gweth, G-W-E-T-H, with meanings woman, girl, etc. The root seems to have been changed from gweni, G-W-E-N-I hyphen, to gwethe, G-W-E-D-H-E hyphen, with reference both to Kenya, Meril, see Meril Iturinki, and Kenya, Wendy. Utumna, capital U-T-U-M-N-A. In Kenya lexicon, the root of Utumna, lower regions of gloom and darkness in the north, Melko's first dwelling, is not given, but compare the word Tumna, T-U-M-N-A, deep, profound, dark, or hidden, cited under Tombo, capital T-O-M-B-O. In Gnomish, the forms are Udum, capital U-D-U-M, and Uduvna, capital U-D-U-V-N-A. Belcha, Melko, is called Uduvrin, capital U-D-U-V-R-I-N. Uvanimor, capital U, acute, V-A-N-I-M-O-R, see Vana. Vai, capital V-A-I. The root Vaya, V-A-Y-A, enfold in Kenya lexicon, yields Vai, the outer ocean, Vaimo, capital V-A-I-M-O, or Vailimo, capital V-A-I-L-I-M-O, Ulmo as ruler of Vai, Vaima, V-A-I-M-A, robe, Vaine, V-A-I-N-E, diaresis, sheath, Vainole, V-A-I-N-O-L-E, diaresis, quiver, Vaita, V-A-I-T-A, hyphen, to wrap, Vaitya, capital V-A-I-T-Y-A, the outermost airs beyond the world, etc. In Gnomish, the form is Bai, capital B-A-I, with related words Baiton, capital B-A-I-T-H-O-N, the outer airs, Baith, B-A-I-T-H, garment, Baitha, B-A-I-D-H-A, to clothe, Bain, B-A-I-N, clad, Kenya, Vaina, V-A-I-N-A. Vailimo, capital V-A-I-L-I-M-O, see Vai. In Gnomish, the form is Belmoth, capital B-E-L-M-O-T-H, changed from Bailmoth, capital B-A-I-L-M-O-T-H. There is also a poetic name, Bairos, capital B-A-I-R-O-S. Ulmo is also called in Gnomish, Ichorweg Avai, that is, the old one of Vai. Hor, H-O circumflex R, old, ancient, only of things still existing. Hortha, H-O-R-T-H-A, hyphen, grow old. Horoth, H-O-R-O-T-H, old age. Hos, capital H-O circumflex S, old age, a name of Fwil. For the suffix weg, see Bronweg. Vaitya, capital V-A-I-T-Y-A, see Vai. Valahiru, capital V-A-L-A-H-I-acute-R-U. Marginal addition in the text against Valaturu, capital V-A-L-A-T-U-acute-R-U, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7 before the tone. Not in the dictionaries, but probably to be associated with Kenya lexicon root here, H-E-R-E, rule, have power. Heru, H-E-R-U, hyphen, to rule. Heru, H-E-R-U, lord. Heri, H-E-R-I, lady, Here, H-E acute R-E diaresis, lordship. Valar, capital V-A-L-A-R. In Kenya lexicon, Valar or Vali, capital V-A-L-I, is derived from root Vala, V-A-L-A, with masculine singular Valon, capital V-A-L-O-N, or Valmo, capital V-A-L-M-O, and feminine singular Valis, capital V-A-L-I-S, or Valde, capital V-A-L-D-E diaresis. Other words are Valin, V-A-L-I-N, Valimo, V-A-L-I-M-O, happy. Vald, V-A-L-D hyphen, blessedness, happiness. The Gnomish words are complicated and curious. As first written, there was Ban, capital B-A-N, a god, one of the great Valar, plural Banin, capital B-A-N-I-N, and Dorvanion, capital D-O-R, capital V-A-N-I-O-N, equals Dorvanion, equals Gwalion, capital G-W-A-L-I-E-N, or Valinor. All this was struck out. Elsewhere in Goldogrin lexicon is given the root Gwal, G-W-A-L, fortune, happiness. Gwala, capital G-W-A-L-A, one of the gods, including their divine folk and children, hence often used of one of the lesser folk, as opposed to Ban. Gwalon, capital G-W-A-L-O-N, and Gwalthi, capital G-W-A-L-T-H-I, corresponding to Kenya Valon, capital V-A-L-O-N, Valsi, capital V-A-L-S-I. Gwalt, G-W-A-L-T, good luck, any providential occurrence or thought. The luck of the Valar, Iwalt Nivanion, Kenya Valto, and other abstract words as Gwalweth, G-W-A-L-W-E-T-H, fortune, happiness. Of the later interpretation of Valar, there is thus no suggestion. See further under Vana. Valaturu, capital V-A-L-A-T-U, acute R-U, see Valar, Meril Ituringi. Valinor, capital V-A-L-I-N-O-R. In Kenya lexicon, two forms are given, Valinor and Valinore, capital V-A-L-I-N-O, acute R-E, diaresis. The latter also occurs in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7 before the turn, both glossed Asgard, that is, the city of the gods in Norse mythology. For the Gnomish names, Gwalion, capital G-W-A-L-I-E-N, etc., see Valar. Nore, N-O, acute R-E, diaresis is found in Kenya lexicon under the root no. N-O, macron, become, be born, and is glossed native land, nation, family, country, also the suffix nor, N-O-R, the form in compound. Other words are nosta, N-O-S-T-A hyphen, give birth, nosta, N-O-S-T-A, birth, birthday, nostale, N-O-S-T-A-L-E, diaresis, species, kind, nosse, N-O-S-S-E, diaresis, kin, people, as in aule nosse. The Gnomish form is dor, D-O circumflex, R, see dor, Fidwen. Valmar, capital V-A-L-M-A-R, see Valar, Eldamar. Vana, capital V-A, acute, N-A, a derivative of Kenya lexicon root Vana, V-A-N-A, together with Vane, V-A-N-E, diaresis, fair, Vanesse, V-A-N-E-S-S-E, diaresis, beauty, Vanima, V-A-N-I-M-A, proper, right, fair, Uvanimo, U acute, V-A-N-I-M-O, monster, U acute, hyphen, equals not, etc. Here also are given Vanar, capital V-A-N-A-R, and Vani, capital V-A-N-I, equals Valar, Vali, with the note, compare Gnomish, Ban, capital B-A-N, hyphen, see Valar. Vana's name in Gnomish was Gwan, capital G-W-A, circumflex N, or Gwani, capital G-W-A-N-I, change later to Gwan, capital G-W-A-N-N, or Gwanwin, capital G-W-A-N-N-U-I-N, Gwant, G-W-A-N-T, Gwandra, G-W-A-N-D-R-A, beautiful, Gwanthi, G-W-A-N-T-H-I, beauty. Vana Laisi, capital V-A acute N-A hyphen, capital L-A-I-S-I, see Vana Tari Laisi. Vansa Mirin, capital V-A-N-S-A-M-I acute R-I-N. This name replaced Samirian's road in the text, The Hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 3. See Kalvanda, Samirian. Varda, capital V-A-R-D-A. In Kenya lexicon, the name is given with Vard, V-A-R-D hyphen, rule, govern, Vardar, V-A-R-D-A-R, king, Varni, V-A-R-N-I, queen. In Nomish, Varda was called Brithil, capital B-R-I-D-H-I-L, and Timbrithil, capital T-I-M-B-R-I-D-H-I-L, see Tinwetari, which is cognate with Kenya Vard, V-A-R-D hyphen. V, capital V-E circumflex. Kenya lexicon gives V, name of Fantur under root Vehe, V-E-H-E, but without meaning ascribed or other derivatives. The form in Goldogren lexicon is Gwe, capital G-W-E circumflex, changed to Gwi, capital G-W-I circumflex, name of the hall of Bandos. Kenya Ve, see Mandos Vefantur. Vefantur, capital V-E-F-A, acute N-T-U-R. In Goldogren lexicon, the Vala himself is called Bandoth Gwe, capital B-A-N-D-O-T-H, capital G-W-E circumflex, changed to Banoth Gwe, capital B-A-N-N-O-T-H, capital G-W-I circumflex. Gwefantur, capital G-W-E-F-A-N-T-U-R, changed to Gwifantor, capital G-W-I-F-A-N-T-H-O-R, and Gwivanoth, capital G-W-I-V-A-N-N-O-T-H. Venekemen, capital V-E-N-E, capital K-E-M-E-N, see Glorvent, Kemi. Vilna, capital V-I-L-N-A. In Kenya lexicon, the root Vili, V-I-L-I, without meaning given, has derivatives Vilna, change later to Vilya, capital V-I-L-Y-A, lower air, Vilmar, capital V-I-L-M-A-R, dwelling of Manwe, the upper airs, but not Ilu, Vilin, V-I-L-I-N, airy, breezy, Vile, V-I, acute, L-E, diaresis, gentle breeze. The words, but not Ilu, refer to the definition of Ilu in the sense of Ilwe, the middle air among the stars, see Ilwe. Manwe's dwelling, Vilmar, is not named elsewhere. The Gnomish names for the lowest air were Gwilfa, capital G-W-I-L-F-A, or Fa, capital F-A circumflex. The latter is said to be of unknown etymology. The corresponding Kenya names are given in Goldogren lexicon as Fa, capital F-A circumflex, and Favilna, capital F-A-V-I-L-N-A. And these appear in Kenya lexicon under a root Faga, F-A-G-A, without translation, merely as equivalents of Vilna. Other Gnomish words are Gwil, G-W-I-L hyphen, sail, float, fly, Gwilith, G-W-I-L-I-T-H, breeze, Gwilbrin, G-W-I-L-B-R-I-N, butterfly. These correspond to words in Kenya lexicon under a root Gwili, G-W-I-L-I, Willy, W-I-L-I hyphen, sail, float, fly, Willin, W-I-L-I-N, bird, Wilwarin, W-I-L-W-A-R-I-N, butterfly. Another name of Manweg as Lord of the Winds, Famfir, capital F-A-M-F-I-R, is given in Goldogren lexicon. Voronwe, capital V-O-R-O-N-W-E diaresis, see Bronweg. Vorotemna, capital V-O-R-O-T-E-M-N-A-R. For Voro, Eva, see Bronweg. Temnar must be from root teme, T-E-M-E, tie, of which no derivative words are listed in Kenya lexicon. Wendelin, capital W-E-N-D-E-L-I-N, this is not in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogren lexicon gives Gwendeling, capital G-W-E-N-D-E-L-I-N-G, change later to Gwediling, capital G-W-E-D-H-I-L-I-N-G, as the Gnomish name corresponding to Kenya, Wendelin, queen of the woodland elves, mother of Tinuviel, the only occurrence of the name Tinuviel in the dictionaries. The name must be related to Kenya Wen, W-E-N, maid, girl, and the gnomish forms given under Urwen. Wingildi. Capital W-I-N-G-I-L-D-I, see Wingilot. Wingilot, capital W-I-N-G-I-L-O-T, under the root Gwingi, G-W-I-N-G-I, Gwigi, G-W-I-G-I, in Kenya lexicon are Winge, W-I-N-G-E diaresis, foam, spindrift, Wingilot, W-I-N-G-I-L-O-T, foam flower, Arendel's boat, and Wingild, W-I-N-G-I-L-D hyphen, nymph. Compare Wingildi. For the element lot, hyphen L-O-T, see Lindelos. Goldogrin lexicon has the entry Gwingalos, capital G-W-I-N-G-A-L-O-S, or Gwingli, capital G-W-I-N-G-L-I, equals Lothwinger, capital L-O-T-H-W-I-N-G-A, or foam flower, the name of Earendel's, Eorengli's, boat. Also, Lothwing, L-O-T-H-W-I-N-G, foam flower, Gwing, G-W-I-N-G, wave crest, foam, and Gwingil, G-W-I-N-G-I-L, foam maiden, mermaid, one of the attendants of Winen. Wirilome, capital W-I-R-I-L-O, acute M-E diaresis, see Gwerlum. Wirwin, capital W-I-R-U-I-N, see Gwerlum. Yavanna, capital Y-A-V-A-N-N-A. In Kenya lexicon, this name is given under the root Yava, Y-A-V-A, together with Yavin, Y-A-V-I-N, bears fruit, Yava, Y-A, acute, V-A, fruit, Yavan, Y-A, acute, V-A-N, harvest, autumn. The gnomish form is Ifon, capital I-F-O-N, Ivon, capital I-V-O-N, especially in the combinations Ivon Belaurin, Ivon Kimir, Ivon Ivladorwen. See Kemi Palurian. Short glossary of obsolete, archaic, and rare words. An, A-N, if. The coming of the Valinor and the building of Valar, side 3, tone 4. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 5, tone 4. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, twice, side 6, before the tone. The flight of the Noldoli, side 6, tone 4. The tale of the sun and the moon, side 7, before the tone, 3 times. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, tone 1. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. Arrast, A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D, covered with arras, rich figured tapestry. The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4. Astonied, A-S-T-O-N-I-E-D, stunned, astonished. The Coming of the Elves and the Making of Kor, side 4, tone 6. The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn. Basin, B-A-S-O-N, formerly a common spelling of basin, B-A-S-I-N. The Flight of the Noldoli, side 6, tone 4, etc. Bent, B-E-N-T, open place covered with grass. The Cottage of Lost Play, side 2, before the tone. Brakes, B-R-A-K-E-S, thickets. The Chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. Charger, C-H-A-R-G-E-R, large dish. The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn. Clamant, C-L-A-M-A-N-T, clamorous, noisy. The Cottage of Lost Play, side 2, before the turn. Clomb, C-L-O-M-B, old past tense of climb. The Coming of the Elves and the Making of Kor, side 5, before the turn. Constellate, C-O-N-S-T-E-L-L-A-T-E, formed into a constellation. The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn. cools, C-O-O-L-S, coolnesses, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 4. Corbel, C-O-R-B-E-L, basket, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Covetous, C-O-V-E-T-I-C-E, inordinate desire, the coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the turn. Covetousness, the theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, before the turn. Eld, E-L-D, old age, the music of the Ainur, side 3, turn 1, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 2, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 4. Fain, F-A-I-N, gladly. The music of the Ainur, side 2, turn 2. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, before the turn. Disposed, desirous. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Fain of, well pleased with. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the turn. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 2. Fane, F-A-N-E, temple, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn, twice. Fay, F-E-Y, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn. The old senses were fated, approaching death, presaging death. It seems very unlikely that the later sense, possessing or displaying magical, fairy-like or unearthly qualities, OED supplement, was intended. Flittermice, F-L-I-T-T-E-R-M-I-C-E, bats, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the tone. Go, G-O, move, in the phrase, all the creatures that go, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. House leek, H-O-U-S-E-L-E-E-K, a fleshy plant that grows on the walls and roofs of houses. The chaining of Melko, side 4, turn 2. Inaureoled, I-N-A-U-R-E-O-L-E-D, surrounded with a halo. The tale of the sun and moon, side 8, before the turn. The word is only recorded in the OED in a poem by Francis Thompson, 1897. Jacinth, J-A-C-I-N-T-H, blue, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn. Lampads, L-A-M-P-A-D-S, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn. The word is only recorded in the OED, first used by Coleridge, of the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne of God in the book of Revelation 4, 5. Let's upon, L-E-T-S, U-P-O-N, gives onto, opens onto. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. Leaf, L-I-E-F, gladly, willingly. The flight of the Noldorli, side 6, tone 4. Leifer, L-I-E-V-E-R, more gladly, more willingly, rather. The chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. The flight of the Noldorli, side 6, tone 4. Lustyhead, L-U-S-T-I-H-E-A-D, vigor. The chaining of Melko, side 4, turn 2. Mead, M-E-E-D, requital. The chaining of Melko, side 4, turn 2. Minished, M-I-N-I-S-H-E-D, reduced, diminished. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, before the turn. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 2. Or. Either, or. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the turn. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 2. Or yet, apparently means already. The flight of the Noldorli, side 6, turn 4. Ousel, O-U-S-E-L, blackbird. The music of the Ainur, side 2, turn 2. Now spelt Ouzel, O-U-Z-E-L, in Ring Ouzel and other bird names. Pleasance, P-L-E-A-S-A-N-C-E, a pleasure ground, usually attached to a mansion, sometimes a secluded part of a garden, but more often a separate enclosure laid out with shady walks, trees and shrubs, O-E-D. This sense is present in pleasances, P-L-E-A-S-A-N-C-E-S, or pleasances, P-L-E-A-S-A-U-N-C-E-S, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4, the coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 4, tone 6, but in rest and pleasance, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4, the sense is enjoyment, pleasure. In nor did he have lack of pleasance, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4, either meaning may be intended, but I think probably the former. Pled, P-L-E-D, old past tense of plead, the flight of the Nolduli, side 6, tone 4. Plenilun, P-L-E-N-I-L-U-N-E, the time of full moon. The tale of the sun and moon, side 8, before the tone. See letters, page 310. Pricks, P-R-I-C-K-S, spurs his horse, rides fast. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 4, tone 6. Orome pricks over the plain echoes the first line of the Fairy Queen, a gentle knight was pricking on the plain. Wrecked, R-E-C-K-E-D, troubled, cared. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Read, R-E-D-E, counsel, advice. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 5, tone 4. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. Plan, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn, reads, cancels. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the turn. Rondured, R-O-N-D-U-R-E-D, in Golden Rondured. The cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn. Rondure, circle, rounded form. Rondyard is not recorded. Ruth, R-U-T-H, matter of sorrow, calamity, the tale of the sun and moon, before the turn. Distress, grief, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Remorse, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. In the greatest Ruth was that to the Valar thereafter. The hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2, the sense is unclear. Matter of sorrow or regret, or possibly harm, ill. Saps, S-A-P-S, deep digging, the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. Sat, S-A-T-E, old past tense of sit. The music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 4. The chaining of Melko, side 4. Tone 2, the theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, before the tone, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the tone, 3 times. Seamews, S-E-A-M-E-W-S, seagulls, the coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the tone. Selenites, S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E-S, inhabitants of the moon, the tale of the sun and moon, side 8, before the turn. Shallop, S-H-A-L-L-O-P, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. This word had precise applications to particular kinds of boat, but here apparently means open boat propelled by oars and sail. Share, S-H-A-R-E, the cottage of lost play, side 2, before the turn, twice. Share equals plowshare, but used here of the blade of a scythe. Sledge blows, blows as of a sledge, S-L-E-D-G-E, a large, heavy hammer. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4. Sprent, S-P-R-E-N-T, past participle of the lost verb sprenge, S-P-R-E-N-G-E, sprinkle, scatter. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the tone. Sprite, sprites. Spirit, spirits. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4. The chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 4, tone 6. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the tone. Suaded, S-U-A-D-E-D, persuaded. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4. The flight of the Noldoli, side 6, tone 4. Trillups, T-R-I-L-L-U-P-S. The chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 4. Trilloping, T-R-I-L-L-A-P-I-N-G-E. The chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 4. This word is not recorded in any dictionary available to me. Umbraged, U-M-B-R-A-G-E-D, in wide umbraged. The cottage of lost play, side 2 before the tone, twice. Umbraged, shaded, shadowed, but here in the sense shadowing, casting a shade. Web, webs, woven fabric. The music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 4, twice. The chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. Also used in senses webbed feet. The coming of the elves and the making of Kor, side 5, before the tone. Cobwebs. The music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 4, etc. Whickering. W-H-I-C-K-E-R-I-N-G. The tale of the sun and moon, side 8, before the tone, whickering sparks. The verb whicker meant to laugh or titter, or of a horse to whinny, but the OED cites a line from Masefield, the wall-top grasses whickered in the breeze, and the 1920 supplement to the dictionary gives a meaning to make a hurtling sound, with a single citation where the word is used of a thunderbolt whickering through the sky. In the 1962 version of The Man in the Moon, the word flickering occurs in this verse. White thorn. W-H-I-T-E-T-H-O-R-N, Hawthorn. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 4. Wildered, W-I-L-D-E-R-E-D, perplexed, bewildered. The flight of the Noldoli, side 6, turn 4. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn. Gilfanon's tale, the travail of the Noldoli, side 8, turn 6. Rack. W-R-A-C-K, devastation, ruin. The tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the tone. Compare rack and ruin. End of The Book of Lost Tales, Part 1 by J.R.R. Tolkien, edited by Christopher Tolkien. Narrated by Patrick Horgan, in the studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, for the Library of Congress, September 1984. For special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Houghton Mifflin Company, 2 Park Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02108. If you experienced any difficulty with this recording, please tie a piece of string around one of the container straps or latches before returning it. Place the defective recording in the container, braille side down for identification.